views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
When you add be you plus live your purpose, what do you get? Joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that you're meant to use to make the world a brighter place. Have you ever wondered, is this all life has to offer? There must be more. If you answer yes, then Unstuck Joy is the show for you. Each show will feature a memoir artwork painted by Vicki that taps into universal themes of evolution, hope, inner strength, and self-growth. Vicki will also ask listeners to play along. Draw, doodle, collage, write, and or paint your way to soul clarity with Art Vision Journaling. Unstuck Joy will compel you to tune into your soul's whispers to realize your unique dreams. Get ready to get unstuck.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we come to you each first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And this is the place where we give you tips and an Art Vision Journal prompt you can do at home to evolve ever closer to your true self and live unstuck joy. I am so excited for my conversation with my guest today, David Essel. David is a master life coach, international speaker, and he has written this awesome book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, but this book will. And so I really enjoyed reading this. And so the concept is that solely relying on positive affirmations probably is not going to get you to your dreams, but action outside of your comfort zone 365 days of the year, that is the key to get you to your dreams. And so welcome, David. I'm so happy you're here.
Vicki, I am so glad to be a part of your program, and I'm excited to see what you're going to draw as well. I didn't know that was part of this, and so that's going to be fun. But, you know, you nailed it. So many of us have fallen victim to belief systems that are extremely inaccurate. And I'm probably the best person in the world to talk about this because I used to teach those really inaccurate systems.
Yes.
You know, so, and then I've come full circle and said, oh my God, I was wrong. And that's the book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life. It's sort of like my first book of amends saying that I used to teach all this stuff about how you can change your life via your thoughts and your vision boards and all that stuff. But unless it's a miracle, Vicki, it doesn't work.
Okay. Well, I'm so excited to jump into this, but let me tell everybody what I'm doing first with the Art Vision prompt today, because it's based on concepts from your book. And so today's Art Vision prompt is called, Are You of One Mind? Meaning, is your subconscious mind, where your limiting beliefs and fears and doubts and all of that crappy stuff lives, is it matched up with your conscious mind where your dreams are? And so the example that I've already done is this one. And so I made a little printout of one of my paintings called Belly of the Whale. And so she has fear in her eyes. She's representing fear and doubt. This kind of Peter Max-ish lady up here, she's my conscious mind where my dreams are. So she's reminding me that daily do my meditation, do my positive I am statements, but also do those inspired actions that are outside of probably what I want to do or outside of my comfort zone, because it's new, it's different, it's scary, and repeat, 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 and that's going to create the new norm. And so if you guys want to do it, go to my website, VickiWorldArt.com. Art Visioning is in the menu underneath that, Art Vision Prompts. This one is called Are You of One Mind? And so you can see the instructions. I've got examples and questions. And so you can do your own. And I'm going to do another version today. Okay, so let's get into this whole law of attraction thing, because a lot of us have jumped on the law of attraction train, myself included. Yeah. And, you know, it's all about the positive thoughts, staying in the positive high frequency part of the emotion scale. And you're saying that ain't going to cut it. So what do we need to do?
You know, Vicki, it's never cut it. And that's the scary thing. You know, we fall victim. And let me tell you why the law of attraction and the secret and all these programs took off so strongly. You know, there's something that we created in 1996. And that's when my big shift happened. And the shift happened when I had an interview with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
Okay.
Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, of course, for many of you know, is the founder of Transcendental Meditation. And in a one-hour interview, he shattered all of these beliefs I had, where that I thought that through my thoughts, because that's what my mentors taught me, that right. I could become sober, I could lose weight, I could make more money. And in 1996, Vicki, he said, you know what, David, show me where it's worked.
Wow. And you said what?
And I said, exactly. And so we took just one area of my life, and that was my addiction to alcohol and cocaine.
Okay.
And the question came down, how long have you been doing affirmations that you are sober? And Vicki, for 25 years, every day when I woke up, I would say, I am David Essel, a child of God, happy, healthy, and sober today.
Right.
And every night I drank, and every several months I'd go out on a cocaine binge. And so he presented to me this amazing mirror that I could not look away from that said what I was doing wasn't working and what I was teaching wasn't working. And so out of this, Vicki, came the definition of something that we've used since then, which is called human nature.
Right.
And the way we define human nature is, and all of your viewers and listeners right now are going to get this, human nature is our desire to get the most out of life with minimal effort.
Yes.
Well, let's fast forward to 2006, 2007 with The Secret and the Law of Attraction exploding. And what were they tapping into? They were tapping into our desire to get the most out of life with minimal effort.
Right.
So, hey, if you can take a vision board of $1 million house, put it in a storage center, and somehow 5 years later be living in that house without doing anything at all, that's tapping into human nature, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, Vicki, people would watch that movie or read the book and go, I want that house without doing any work. Well, who wouldn't?
Right.
Because
they were only visualizing it or only saying, I am achieving that house, and that was it, right?
And that was it.
Okay.
And if you watch that movie, when they were interviewing the guy who did this, who, you know, somehow miraculously his 8-year-old boy pulled this box when they moved into this $1 million home in California, and the boy opens the box and pulls out this man's vision board, and it was the exact house they moved into.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they didn't say, well, he worked his butt off for 5 years. They didn't say, like, what he did. You know, they made it seem so freaking magical that we all went out and bought vision boards.
Right.
You know?
They left out the fine print of exactly how that works, right?
You know, exactly. And then Dr. Joe Vitale, who is, you know, an acquaintance of mine. I can't call him a friend other than I've interviewed him several times on radio. And he was one of the stars of The Secret. And the way it was presented in the book is that he was homeless and through the power of thought attracted all this money into his life, checks in the mail and the whole nine yards, right? And I had him on the show, Vicki, and I said, hey, Dr. Joe, this is a fascinating story that you have. You were homeless and you became a millionaire by attracting checks in the mail through your mind. Like, share with me and all of our listeners how to do this, because we all want to become millionaires like you, Joe.
Right.
And he started laughing. You know, and he goes, well, he said, there's a portion that was left out. No kidding. What was it?
Oh, my gosh.
And Vicki, he went on to say that, you know, he worked 7 days a week, 12 hours a day for years to make his first $1 million. Yes, he was homeless. Yes, he became a millionaire. Yes, he had a positive mind thought, but he worked his butt off. But somehow that got left out in the edit room, I guess, you know.
Right.
So So what we have here is, you know, our desire to get the most out of life with minimal effort is really the work behind, you know, all these different programs we're talking about. Now, I will say this in regards to The Secret and the Law of Attraction, 20% of what they say is accurate.
Okay.
20% is dead on. You know, to get up and to see the vision of what you want.
Right.
To do your self-talk and your affirmations and your meditation and your prayer and all of these things, Vicki, you know, I'm still a huge fan of positive thinking. In the first hour of every day, I put into meditation, journaling, gratitude, the whole nine yards, right?
Right.
But it's 20% accurate. So if people would take that accuracy of 20%, and then, as you mentioned in the beginning of your show, do the steps on a daily basis that suck. that you don't want to do, like go to the gym or forgive a past lover or, you know, whatever it might be. If you can do that, you can master your life. And that's what my book is all about.
Yes, because I have to tell you, David, when I first received the book, I thought, come on, you know, are you telling me that we shouldn't be positive thinking? But I got into it. And so I got that point that, yes, you know, we need to think positively, because I truly believe that thinking positively, as opposed to being a curmudgeon and being really negative, that's going to lead you into more positive steps. But the action part of it, and I like to say inspired action, because sometimes I get on that hamster wheel of just doing, and I forget to say, oh, okay, universe, maybe am I going in the right direction, or help me out, you know, give me that superpower. But the action is so important. And so I want to ask you some more questions about the action part of it, and why maybe when we go to a weekend retreat and we're so on a high, why maybe that doesn't work. And so we need to take a really quick break. Let people know, how can they get in touch with you? Because you have some awesome sweepstakes prizes going on. So how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, this is so cool. So we encourage everyone to go to our website right now. It's really easy to remember, www.talkdavid, because that's all I do. Talkdavid.com. If I'm not on the phone, I'm on Skype. If I'm not on Skype, I'm on radio. If I'm not on radio, I'm working one-on-one as a counselor. So talkdavid.com. And right now we've got this super cool, there's going to be over 100 people who will win online courses for free, online videos for free, one-on-one sessions with me for free. There's going to be a couple people that are going to win all of our 9 books, 6 CDs, DVD on motivation. So there's a lot of cool, and there's nothing required. You don't have to buy a thing. Just go to talkdavid.com, sign up as soon as you can, and then we're going to be doing the drawing around December 1st.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, everybody. This is Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. We are talking to David Essel. So we will be right back.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show, Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Everybody, welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we are talking all things positive thoughts and action with our guest, David Essel. So, David, there's a difference between the conscious and the subconscious mind, and we mentioned it briefly before, but let us know, what is the difference between those two? Because that's really important to know to be able to move forward.
Vicki, this is the core of my work as a counselor and a life coach, and it's the core of my work now in writing. You know, we have a brand new book coming out in 2 months, and we go back into explaining what we spent in the book that you held up, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, but this book will.
Yes.
We devote an entire massive chapter to helping people understand the difference between the conscious and subconscious mind, because if you don't get this, nothing will ever change.
Right.
So here it is in a nutshell.
Okay.
The conscious mind is the mind of intent. It's the mind watching the show right now saying, "I want to tune in and see what Vicky's got going on and who's her guest and I want to change my life." And so the conscious mind is open to change. And the conscious mind is the mind that says, "You know, I'm not really happy in my career. I've been doing this for 17 years. Not that you would know this, Vicki, but
That sounds familiar.
But I've been doing this for 17 years, and you know what? It's really time for a change. And
Right. That's
the conscious mind. Or the conscious mind will say, "Gosh, you know what? I've really got to get rid of this extra 25 pounds. And all right, I'm going to start right after the holidays." Or the conscious mind will say, "Oh, I just read this great book by Deepak Chopra on forgiveness, and I've got to really forgive my ex-husband, ex-wife, because I'm carrying this anchor with me." So
Right. Those
are all the conscious mind. The conscious mind is affirmation. The conscious mind is intention.
Okay.
Now, the problem in life, Vicki, for all of us is not that we don't have a conscious mind, not that we don't want to change, that we don't want to lose the weight, we don't want to make more money, we don't want to have a great relationship, quite the opposite. But what holds us back is the subconscious mind in areas of life where we are not satisfied. So if you're not satisfied with your weight, it's not that you don't know what to eat and how to exercise. Most of us know enough about the basics to lose the weight. If it's about money, people know that you've got to really look at your expenses on a daily basis, not just your income, to become financially free.
Right.
If you're in a relationship and you're jaded from your past relationships, most of us consciously know, "God, I've got to get my act out of my head."
Right.
But the subconscious mind only has one role in life, and that is to keep us in the pattern of thought and action mm-hmm. that we have created over the months or years. Okay, so I'm going to repeat this. The subconscious mind has one role in life. Whatever you're doing, whether it's great or whether it's crappy, the subconscious mind accepts that pattern and says, we need to stay on this path.
Right.
So here's an example of the good side of the subconscious mind. Most of us learn by the age of 4, 5, or 6 how to brush our teeth. And by 7, 8, 9, 10, we're brushing twice a day at least. And most of us do that for the rest of our life. And we really wouldn't think about leaving the door without brushing our teeth. We wouldn't think about going to bed at night without brushing our teeth.
Right.
Vicki, that's the power of the subconscious mind. In a healthy way, the pattern has been set. We automatically do it, right?
Right.
Okay. The problem is that let's say that we're 30 pounds overweight and that we're used to eating our sweets at night and we don't want to get uncomfortable and that, you know, that's just not good. And we really aren't a gym person, you know? And so these are thoughts of the subconscious mind. The conscious mind says, I need to lose 30 pounds. The subconscious mind rapid fire says, you know what? You had a long day. You deserve these sweets. You deserve this alcohol. You deserve to relax at the end of the day. Come on. You can lose the weight. There's a green tea pill on TV I saw that can help burn 30 pounds in 30 days. See, the subconscious mind is filling us with information to keep us stuck in that pattern.
Yeah.
And it will fight tooth and nail for a long period of time to keep us there in an unhealthy program. But here's the good news to all this. In our book, we have it all stated out quite clearly. If you decide to do the work that you'd rather not do today for approximately 12 months in a row, you can turn that subconscious mind around where you'll never have a problem with weight or with alcohol or with sugar or with nicotine or with resentments or with money. You can radically change your life by changing the subconscious mind in 1 year by stepping into the uncomfortable on a daily basis. And Vicki, here's the greatest news in the world. And I can tell you as a very clean and sober man, this works, is that at the end of that year, it is effortless to stay sober, to keep the weight off, to get out of financial problems and into financial freedom, to have loving relationships. It becomes who you are. And just like the person that would never go 2 times a day without brushing their teeth, you could become a person that would never miss your walk on a daily basis, that wouldn't miss your appointment with your CPA on a monthly basis to see how you're doing with expenses and income. It just becomes who you are.
Okay, so what you're saying is it takes action on a long-term basis. And so what about, because, you know, I've done it too, what about the people who come to you and say, oh, but David, I went to this awesome workshop, you know, over the weekend, or I spent a full week at this retreat up in the beautiful mountains of, you know, New Mexico or whatever, and I came home and I was on such a high and I knew I was going to change, and then I didn't do it. So what would you say to that person that just knew that that short-term burst would work and it doesn't?
That, you know, Vicki, that's a great question, and it's a great example of how powerful the subconscious mind is. That's how powerful it is. Once the pattern is set, you know, most of us, I don't know what the average age of your viewers are, but let's say that it's 40 years of age. I'm just going to throw a number out there. The average, okay. If you've had a challenge with weight or money or love relationships or your career choice or addiction for 20 years or 10 years, that is so ingrained in your mind that the subconscious mind will chuckle and laugh its way to the bank when you come off this high. It's just waiting. It's waiting. It's going, oh my God. It's the same thing with ridiculous affirmations. You know, when people say, I am a millionaire, and they go to these workshops and they scream it out in crowds. Hell, And I hate to admit it, but up until 1996, I was leading those ridiculous workshops, you know, like, and I had people up in the audience saying, I am a millionaire, you know, I am love, I love myself totally, blah, 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 you know. And then 3 days later, they go home and they're, you know, guzzling alcohol at night or eating pints of ice cream every night. And so you get off that high, but that high is not long enough in order to change the subconscious mind. Now, every once in a while, you know, there's these personal growth workshops that really disturb me, the Forum and LifeSpring and all of these different programs.
Okay.
And And what they do is they get people all riled up on Friday. And then on Saturday, they break them down emotionally until they're in tears and, you know, they're feeling all these wild emotions. And then Saturday night, and I was in one of these, and it blew my mind. I had to leave. Right. I had to leave the weekend workshop because they said, now go and call that person and tell them you're sorry. Now go and call that person. And it's like, that is so wrong. In a 24-hour period, you cannot get to the core emotion to tell anyone to do anything mind-blowing. Right. You know, like, right. That's just really bad information. And they come out of those workshops saying, oh, my God, I'm a changed person. I'm so filled with love. I'm dripping with love. Dripping I love, with love everyone. You know, it's like they just took ecstasy, right? And they just did a roofie, and they just love freaking everyone. But just like ecstasy and roofies, if you don't do the work, it's going to wear off.
Yeah.
And when we have had long-term issues with self-love and self-esteem, Vicki, which most of us have, you know, they're like, I don't know too many people that truly love themselves. You can buy all the stupid books in the world and attend the ridiculous workshops on self-love. And I say this with love.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, come on, man, you're not going to change your life with a book on love to love yourself more unless it's a miracle, Vicki.
Yeah.
And now every once in a while, someone will go to one of those workshops and they'll come out and 12 months later, they haven't drank anymore. 12 months later, they haven't picked up a cigarette. 12 months later, they haven't eaten sugar. 12 months later, you know, like that's called a miracle.
Right.
If you go to a 3 or 7 day workshop and it radically changes your life, it has nothing to do with the workshop. That's called a miracle.
Yeah.
And here's proof of this. If all of this stuff worked, if all of this mind crap worked, why, since the last 30 years, why are 70% of Americans overweight or obese still?
Mm. Yes, because you say, if you think you have a belief, look at the past 10 years and have you actually done what you need to do? And if the answer is no, then that's really not your true belief. It's your subconscious saying, guess what?
You nailed it. I'm so glad you brought it up. So for all of our viewers, now listen, I come from deep teaching in the world of personal growth. I started 37 years ago, and I was 100% wrong for the first 16 years of my teaching. So that's why I say I have all the validity in the world to call my own industry out because I was a part of the crap.
Yeah.
And let me share this. If you say, David Essel doesn't know me, I love myself. I know he doesn't understand. I'm one of those few people that really love myself. If you look back at the last 10 years and you have no issues with weight and you have no issues with a dependency on sugar, white flour, salt, fat, alcohol, gossip, power, greed, if you have no issues whatsoever in your intimate relationships, if you're not codependent, I could go on and on and on, then there's a good chance that you do love yourself. And there's a very tiny percentage of the population that might. But if we have 70% of the U.S. population that's overweight or obese, right there, that's an act in the opposite direction of self-love.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can't be in that 70% and say you are filled with self-love.
Right.
And let me take it a step further. Then a lot of people go, well, it's not my fault. It's genetics. University of Florida study, which I write about in my book, they found that only 6% of people who are overweight or obese have any genetic link whatsoever.
Yeah.
That means 94% of people who are overweight or obese, they do not have a genetic link. And I'm not picking on people that are overweight or obese. I could say the same thing about people in financial debt, people with mm-hmm. credit card debt of over $5,000, which is the majority of Americans, people that 50% of Americans every summer go into $5,000 of debt for vacation that they don't pay off for 10 freaking years. That's not self-love, Vicki. That's not. When you are misappropriating your income and expenses, that's not self-love. When you are abusing mentally or emotionally your lover or your children, you're not filled with self-love. When you're going to a job that you hate and you gossip behind your boss's back or your coworker's back about you, how you hate it, you don't love yourself. I could go on and on, you know, but I am so happy and glad and proud to be on your show because what we've done with this book, and it became a number one bestseller for a really good reason, is that we're shattering the crap we've been taught that David Essel used to teach. We're shattering it all, and we're saying, come on, it's time to get real. You can be really happy, but you're probably going to have to do more work than you initially wanted to.
Right. Well, let's take a quick break and get back to maybe some concrete tips of how people can do these actions. So this is Unstuck Joy, and we'll be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we are having an awesome conversation with our guest, David Essel. Okay, so we're talking about positive thinking isn't enough. You know, we need these awesome actions 365 days of the year. But before we get into tips about actions, you say in the book, positive thinking will never change your life, that there's actually a dark side to positive thinking. And so what, because that sounds like an oxymoron.
No,
so what is
it?
What is the dark side of positive thinking?
Hey, Vicki, it's such a beautiful question. I'm glad that you saw that in the book and that we can talk about it. When we buy, because of mass consciousness, you know, we buy into programs like the Law of Attraction and the Power of Affirmations and the Power of Vision Boards, not because they're actually real, but because celebrities get behind them and movie stars get behind them and radio and talk show hosts get behind them. And so we sort of just buy into this, oh my God, it must be true. But there's an extreme dark side to the world of positive thinking, and it's this. I have an acquaintance that I won't mention on the air who was involved, deeply involved in the world of personal growth. And when she became very ill, she said that she was going to heal herself via thought.
Okay.
So she went to all the great teachers in the United States of America that are engaged in the power of thought and worked with them and worked on her mindset. And her thoughts were, with her own thoughts, she could heal her body. She could change her subconscious mind. She could uproot all of the emotional disturbances that had caused her disease. And then once she was able to do that, she would be free. And she died really young.
Wow.
See, that's the negative dark side. When we ignore, when we put our head in the sand and we say that, you know what, I know I can help my husband through the power of thought break his addiction to alcoholism, and he takes you down the path to demise, destroys your finances, destroys your self-esteem, destroys your confidence, and you choose to stay because you know through the power of thought, even the power of prayer. Or you go to these meetings, 12-step meetings called Al-Anon, and they say to you, be a warrior. Stay in there. The disease is not you. That's their problem. It's not your problem. Hell yes, it is your problem.
Yeah, it is your problem.
You know, if that individual is not going to take care and get clean and sober, get the hell out of that marriage. Get the hell out. Do not think through the power of your mind that you can just take care of your side of the street while your partner, husband and or wife, drags you and your kids down into the gutters. You know, it's like people will have financial challenges, Vicki, and instead of taking care and hiring someone like myself or another individual who has expertise in the world of finances, they will say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to create a vision board, and I'm going to earn $1 million a year, and I'm going to get up every day, and I'm going to say, I am wealthy. I am wealthy. As their finances continue to drop, nothing good is going to happen. And that's the dark side of positive thinking. You know, we become ostriches. We put our head in the sand. We pretend that that lump on our breast is going to go away through the power of thought. Now, when I reverse it and say this, the tiniest percentage of people will have a miraculous healing from a disease via thought. And I'm not saying don't think positively. I'm saying you've got to be realistic. You know, you've got to be realistic. And that might mean that you use positive thinking, visualization, a ton of alternative techniques with doctors that know what the hell they're doing. But don't just rely on books that say you can heal yourself via your thoughts, because that is called a miracle. Now, and let me prove how I know that this is true. If the power of thought of healing any disease was so powerful, why isn't everyone healed that uses those techniques? Why do we still have hospitals? Why do we still have operating rooms? If the power of the mind is that immensely powerful to heal ourselves of disease, why do we still have doctors, nurses? Okay. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, we should be seeing a shortage of patients in the hospital.
Right.
With the way that people talk about the power of the mind, there should have been some radical change right now in our medical system. You know what I'm saying, Vicki? Like, if this stuff worked, it should work for everyone. But unfortunately, and I say this unfortunately, the power of the mind does not work for very many people at all when it comes to getting you out of financial challenges, addiction, health, disease, abusive relationships. You know, we just got to wake up. I mean, I love positive thinking. I'm going to keep going back to this. God, you know, I use it all the time, every day for the first hour, but we can't rely on it to change. And many times we want to just do that. Why? Because it's easier than doing the work.
Doing the work. Yeah. As you're speaking, with my university students, I taught public relations writing, and I would say, you know, it's baby bear porridge. You know, when you've picked the right words, it's just right. And so that's what I'm hearing you say. This is a balancing act of baby bear porridge to do the positive stuff, you know, the prayer, the meditation.
Yes.
And that's why I put on my thing here, inspired action
Yes.
Because to me, the meditation and the prayer, that helps me know the next step and maybe helps me see something that the universe shows me that I, you know, couldn't do on my own. And then that would take you into the right action to find a specialist, to find the right life coach, right?
Yeah. And then surrender to their program. Like, don't pick and choose. You know, when you hire a counselor, a coach, a therapist, a financial planner, don't go, oh, you know, I like these three steps that David asked me to do, but I don't like these other three. So I'm just going to do the three I like, you know? And that's another teaching of the law of attraction that blows my mind is that so many of the teachers say, if you're on a path to achieve a goal and you're doing things that don't feel good, you're going in the wrong direction. We write this about this in the book. Like, how insane is that? You know, like, and I even give the examples. And before I forget, Vicki, I want to come back and tell a story about my knees and prayer and healing. And
yes,
healing.
I remember that. Yes.
You know, because you know, it does work, but there's an interesting catch to that. So when we talk about, you know, this whole thing, individuals are healing themselves, we've got to get real. We've got to slow down. We've got to look at something and say, does that make sense? Does that seem too good to be true? Mm-hmm. And if it is too good to be true, we need to back away, ask for outside opinion, and then say to someone, okay, I'm going to surrender to your program. When you tell me to do things that are uncomfortable, I'm just going to do them because you have a proven record of success. You have a proven track record. I'm going to trust you and do what I'd rather not do. When we follow those, then we can really see some amazing healing with our mind, body, spirit, finances, relationships, addictions. But we can't just pick and choose what is comfortable to do.
Yes, I totally get that when you explain it like that. Because, for example, I just went to the Frankfurt Book Fair last month to promote my first book, Unstuck. And I found this literary agent in New York City that specializes in inspirational memoir. It freaked me out to come home and to send a query email. And I'm not usually a procrastinator, but I have to admit I was procrastinating because it freaked me out. But I thought, you know what? If you don't do it, you're never going to know. And maybe the answer comes back as no or no answer, but at least you tried. And then I have to believe, and there were a couple of the experts in your book that said, if not this, then something better. And so, you know, I put the faith and the divine timing, because it's kind of that mix of stuff. And so, but at least I put in the action to try it, because if I didn't, then you may never know. And so that's what you're talking about, is not totally torturous things, but just stuff that's out of our comfort.
And, you know, and everyone has written about this, and it's very valid. You know, the next success that you're going to run into more than likely will be outside of your comfort zone. That's where your next level of success is. You know, I think of Colonel Sanders. I love his story with money. Kentucky Fried Chicken, whether we're talking about a healthy food or unhealthy food, I don't care about that. I'm just talking about the basics of this guy. So, and, you know, he made his first $1 million at 68 years of age.
Right.
He was a, you know, do you know what a honey badger is, Vicki?
I've heard of one. I have not seen one.
Okay.
I've seen a picture of one.
Okay. A honey badger is the most ferocious animal on earth for its size and weight. It only weighs like, I think, 8-10 pounds, something like that. And there is nothing it won't attack, okay? If a honey badger could swim, it would go right after a great white shark. That's the mentality of a honey badger. Okay. That's the mentality it takes to break addiction, shatter codependency in relationships, lose weight and keep it off, make more money, change careers. Like, and my book is about becoming a honey badger. That's what it is. It's walking.
You call it a 5,000-pound gorilla.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, when the subconscious mind is turned around, it is like having a 5,000-pound gorilla on your side, and there's nothing stopping a 5,000-pound gorilla. Okay, there's not, just like nothing stopping a honey badger. So we want people to understand that with the book, you will get inspired. There's 100-something stories. You'll get inspired along the way of people that have overcome huge challenges. You know, one is forgiveness. I have two incredible stories in the book that just opened my heart. One is Scarlett Lewis. Scarlett Lewis, her son Jesse at 6 years of age, and I write about the story, and then Scarlett shares her words in it. Sandy Hook Elementary School, one of the 19 kids killed, murdered by Adam Lanza. When I interviewed Scarlett Lewis the first time, it was only 8 months after Jesse was killed. She came on the radio show, Vicki, and her heart was so open. And I said to her, I go, how the heck can you even be talking about forgiving Adam Lanza right now? Like, what did you do to get here? And she worked her tail off. You know, like, hopefully no one watching this has ever had to have a child, you know, any of your children murdered. But, you know, if you did and you follow the plan that Scarlett did, Vicki, it is off the charts. Like 7 days a week of working with counselors and, you know, tapping, emotional freedom technique, EMDR, deep, intense anger journaling. I mean, you know, like she went to town. She was a honey badger. She was a 5,000-pound gorilla. And at the end of the year, when I interviewed her a second time, she was like at 80% forgiveness for the killer. At the second year when I interviewed her, 2 years after Jesse's death, she was at 95% forgiveness. And I said to her, you know, you've got to share with my audience again, Scarlett, how could you do this? Like, you're putting so much work in. Now you're traveling the world helping people to understand forgiveness. And Vicki, this is what she said. Adam Lanza may have taken my son, Jesse, but he's not going to take the rest of my life and my other son, JT's life, by keeping us shackled in anger, rage, sadness, and grief.
That's a strong woman. That's and amazing.
And you know what, Vicki? She got that strong, not through the power of thought,
right,
but by going into the uncomfortable and journaling about her sadness, grief, anger, rage, and by doing everything I just mentioned, you know, like it just didn't. The other person then when it comes to overcoming grief is Diane Gray. Diane Gray, and I write about her in our book, and, you know, she's the executive director of all places, the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross Foundation. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, by far her book on death and dying is still what all of us counselors use as like the number one go-to book on trying to help people deal with passage of life and grieving and abandonment and anger and resentment. And then finally we come to this space of understanding when someone we love leaves us. Mm-hmm. That was Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's whole life. Diane Gray's son at around the age of 4 came down with a disease very similar to Lou Gehrig's disease. And from then until 14, she had to be the 100% caregiver. He couldn't walk, he couldn't talk, he couldn't do anything. And she experienced this child going through this immense pain. And then when he left this world at 14, well-meaning friends were saying things like, you know, God needed another angel and his time was up on earth and all this positive crap.
I know what you're about to say. BS.
The BS, right? You got it, honey. And you know, and she was confused. Because she wanted to grieve and be angry that he was gone and be sad that he was gone. But she's getting all these messages, oh, God, need another angel, and he's in a better place. And finally, she came out and said, stop your insanity. Those statements are not true. I might get there someday, but I'm not going to buy it now. And then she went into this amazing process that was very painful, going into her sadness, her anger, her grief, her rage that her son would be taken at such a young age. But Vicki, see, this is what you and I are talking about tonight. If you want to get to the other side of the struggles that you have right now, you've got to go into that uncomfortable space. For some people, like my friend Evelyn Keeling lost 245 pounds. Now, I have her story in my new book. Evelyn Keeling was 200. So you can imagine any of us standing here today with an extra 245 pounds on us.
Yeah.
She didn't do a thing until she was in her late 40s. Now, imagine this. If you can imagine one of the hardest things for someone 245 pounds overweight to do, it would be to go into a gym.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be tough.
Going to a health club. She couldn't walk in. She had to be wheeled in a wheelchair into the gym. Can you imagine how many people she had to pass that were staring at her? Right. Vicky, day after day after day, she radically changed her diet. It had nothing to do with genetics. It had nothing to do with anything. It was her lifestyle. Okay. Mm-hmm. At the age of 54, she walked on stage in Las Vegas in front of 15,000 screaming fans because she became a bodybuilder.
Wow. That's awesome.
On one side of the stage was this huge blow up photo of her 245 pounds heavier. And don't, ladies and gentlemen, do not use middle aged BS crap excuses that you can't change your body. If Evelyn Keeling at 54 can become a bodybuilder and lose 245 pounds, you know, like she had to walk into the uncomfortable for years to lose that weight. It wasn't less 12 months even, Vicky.
Right.
And this is the life of a honey badger.
Yes.
This is the life of a 5,000 pound gorilla that we write about in the book. And you know what, gang, whatever you're struggling with, my addiction to cocaine and alcohol was over 25 years. Right. And so I have empathy for people with food addiction, nicotine, alcohol, drug. You know, I know it was really hard for me to drop that crap. Oh my God. You know, I had to invest. And this is where we come up with the whole, like, why a year? People, when we invest a year in ourselves, we go through the seasons, the holidays, the change in seasons, birthdays, funerals, weddings. When you can stay on track for 365 days and not break down through all of those temptations, with me, it was alcohol and cocaine, with Evelyn, it was food. But when you can do that for a year, you will look back and go, well, first of all, you go, why the hell didn't I do this earlier? But secondly, you'll go, I am so proud of myself.
Oh, absolutely. And that gives you the spirit to keep going, you know, to keep taking the next step and the next step. Because you said earlier, when we evolve to the next level, it is going to be uncomfortable because we're going to be required to do more things, different things, probably more complicated or harder things. But then we're evolving toward this, toward our higher self.
Yeah, when we talk, let's talk spirituality. When we talk about evolution and awakening, and those words, enlightenment. Oh, they kind of, I used to use them all the time, but now I'm going like, oh God, David, you used to use those words all the time. but let's share this. So if you want to go up the staircase, up the ladder to a higher level of existence, well, meditation is one of the hardest things for most of us to learn how to do on our own.
Yeah.
Once you learn how to do it, it's really hard to find time in every day, 7 days a week to do it. Let's just be honest. If you master it, you're never going to let it go because it's so incredibly beautiful. But when people talk about getting out of your comfort zone, you know, if we had the time right now and I said, you know what, I'll tell you what, Vicky, let's just close our eyes and sit for 20 minutes. And I'm going to ask your whole audience to do the same thing. There'd be probably 90% of us that couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, too hard.
Yeah. I think I said this to you over the break. That was one of the action steps. You said meditation is an action. And that reminded me, hey, Vicky, you're not doing, I kind of got off my daily meditation. And so it doesn't have to be a huge step every time, a huge action every time. It can be some of those little mini steps. And I loved in the book where you said sometimes we hit a plateau. Mm-hmm. Because I get super impatient and I'm like, well, I emailed that literary agent and I haven't heard anything. This isn't working. What's going on? I thought, oh, that was just like 4 days ago. You need to give it time to work. And so I really like that you said sometimes we just need to let it work. And you kind of sit back and you say, okay, let's reevaluate. Am I doing what I need to do? And you reminded me I'm not doing the meditation every day. And even if it's 10 minutes, hey, check, I did it. And that's putting me in a better headspace.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, we've only got 3 minutes left. Okay. We've only got 3 minutes left. I could talk to you for 5 hours, I think. So two things. One, tell us again your web address where people can get all the Scooby on your awesome sweepstakes.
Yeah, for the sweepstakes, it's absolutely free. TalkDavid.com, TalkDavid.com. Go there. You know, you can sign up. We're giving away books and one-on-one sessions with me, online courses, over 100 winners. Also on the site, you'll find a link for 1,000 YouTube videos I've done on personal growth. You know, 1,000 free videos to give you thoughts and ideas about bringing your life to the next level.
Yes. And so coming to the end of this, if you were going to give one like nutshell bite, one Scooby snack of what people can do today to move in the right direction, what would that be?
Oh, this is great. Vicki, number one, write down the area of life that you've been avoiding changing that you know that needs to be changed. You got to put it in the physical world. Leaving it up here is an absolute waste of time. Mm-hmm. Whatever stays in the head stays in the head. Whatever you put on paper or on your computer, you start to move towards change. So what is the one area? Is it money, weight, addiction, relationships, career, God? What's the one area that you're really stuck in? Only one at a time. Number two, who's going to help you change? Do you need to hire a coach, a nutritionist, a personal trainer, a business analyst? Like, you got to get someone else. If you haven't changed your life by now by yourself, you ain't going to do it any time in the future. You've right. got to get someone in your corner that you're going to meet with at least once a week to make the commitment to hold your feet to the fire. Vicki, if your audience would just do those two things, pick the one area that you'd rather not work on because it's going to be too hard. Find someone to hold you accountable. When you and I visit again, the whole, all the audience watching will be in a different space, I promise you.
Yes, because it doesn't have to be the whole mountain at once. It can be no. one rock at a time, and eventually you find yourself on the top of the mountain saying, yes, I did something, I did it. Well, hey, everybody, here is the Art Vision Journal prompts. I think I'm out of time. I will post it, but it has the concepts that we've talked about. Get David's book. It's awesome. Lots of great stories in here. Thank you. Thank you so much. This was an awesome conversation.
Oh, Vicki, I appreciate you and your energy, and I'll look for if I can ever help you again in the future. I'd love to.
I appreciate it. Well, let me know when you have that second book, and let's do this again.
Fantastic. January 15th. I'm with you.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody. We will see you next time on Unstuck Joy.
You've been listening to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose with Vicki Todd. This hit show is where your higher purpose is revealed and cultivated. Now you too can share your unique light and special gifts with the world. Vicki's dedication to raising your life's purpose to something extraordinary is unending. So don't miss out on your opportunity. Catch Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd and Dr. Pat Basile. For more information about Vicki and her work, go to VickiWorldArt.com. That's VickiWorldArt.com.